On this day in the Wednesday of Passion Week, we have two beautiful readings. The first from Leviticus, in which Moses again explains to the people of God, with the command of God, the commandments, and explains them in a little bit further detail. Now, they had already been given in Numbers, and they would again later on be given the second or third time in Deuteronomy, the second law, which is what the word Deuteronomy means. In the New Testament reading, the Gospel, and of course, more and more you see during the days of Passiontide and Holy Week, the Gospel of St. John, the beloved disciple, is used. And here we have Christ in the temple. It was a feast of the dedication. And he says it was winter. He says this several times, meaning it was cold. And of course, cold also refers not only to the climate, but it refers to the hearts of those who do not hear the word of God. And so, the Jews accuse him. Why are you tempting us? Why do you keep us in suspense? Tell us who you are. And our Lord says, I've already shown you who I am. And for those things, for which of those things do you wish to kill me? For that was very, very common knowledge, that they wished to kill him. And they said, it is not so much for the works which you do. Of course, he was performing miracles right and left. This was not something common, and only someone from God could do this. But because thou dost blaspheme. How does he blaspheme? He says he is the Son of God in many different ways. And he says, my works testify to the fact that I am the Son of God. For which one of them do you wish to kill me? And again they say, thou dost blaspheme. Thou hast made thyself to be the Son of God. And Christ ends this pericope, or St. John ends this pericope of Christ, saying, the Father and I are one. We are inseparable, in other words. He's proclaiming here, though the Holy Spirit is not mentioned, he is included, the dogma of divine perichoresis, divine circumcision. The three persons of the Trinity are inseparable, always one, never to be separated, no matter what, no matter when. And so they wish to kill him because he and the Father are united. They're one because they're God. And so here again, they have something for which to accuse him because they do not believe it. Their heart is closed. For them, it was indeed winter. It was indeed cold. They did not believe. They did not have the fire, the heat, the warmth of faith. And so, as we progress the last days of this holy season of Lent, we need to ask ourselves, do we have the heat, the warmth of faith? Or are we cold? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.